You hear there is music to the ears of a lot of people. In one sense, Mother Nature dumping some water on Californians. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Just a glimpse across the United States, and this is one of the big things happening in California's backyard anyway, because the drought has just been a killer for them. They're spending, talking about spending millions on figuring out ways to get water back across the state from the north to the south. The unbelievable amounts that they have not had there, as many of you have probably at some point in your life maybe gone through a drought. I have three different times, not on a farm, however, where my livelihood depended on the crops, although I saw a spike in food prices because of it, and saw lawns die and all kinds of other things, because you weren't, of course, allowed to water. It was just that bad. So any rain is good, but it's simply not enough. The fact that they're sandbagging, which is what you heard there, is good. The noise is a sweet sound in one way, but then there's concern about, wow, cracked dry land. It's not being absorbed like a sponge. So there is also a chance if it gets too out of hand, we could see mudslides. Wouldn't that be the ultimate insult to not have any rain and then all of a sudden get sizzled with it enough that it creates a slide? But that's just in some areas. Overall, it's being massively embraced in Southern California and Northern California. And it's so necessary at this point when it's been a very long time. That song, It Never Rains in Southern California, applies here when you have less than 2 inches of rain in Los Angeles since July. Wow. I mean, what are you going to do? How do you survive and thrive in that? And if you're farming, you definitely are having a hard time of it. So it is good. Mother Nature playing a little favorite with California, I think, anyway, as long as it doesn't hang around too long all at once. Spread it out. Spread the love around. How about that? In the world of politics, everybody was looking at Arizona and what was the governor going to do. Some businesses were putting up signs, they were so worried, that said, open for business to everyone, exclamation point. The reason why is because there was this SB 1062, that was the name of the bill, and it was about religious liberty, that you wouldn't have to serve people or have them as clients if you didn't agree with their lifestyle, if it didn't jive with your religion. So there was a lot of debate over religious freedom or discrimination and what would this lead to. And ultimately, even the most conservative business owners were fearful of the revenge, the blowback on Arizona and its businesses if this became the law. The governor vetoed it, sent out a tweet of her vetoing it, and that was how the story ended. The Super Bowl was hanging in the balance because the Super Bowl is going to be there in 2015, and the NFL pumps a lot of money into the city where it goes. And Glendale would have lost a lot of money if the Super Bowl wasn't played there. So Brewer said that business owners were calling up, were hounding her basically to not sign the bill, that it was too controversial and would cost overall too much to the state. But it really divided supporters and opponents, and it really put Brewer in a vice. It was all set up when the Republican-led legislature there in that state approved it last week. So there were cheers, there were boos. It was split down the middle. She said she weighed the argument on both sides before she decided what to do. And she said, to the supporters of the legislation, I want you to know that I understand that long-held norms about marriage and family are being challenged as never before. She said, our society is undergoing many dramatic changes. However, I sincerely believe that Senate Bill 1062 has the potential to create more problems than it purports to solve. It could divide Arizona in ways we cannot even imagine, and no one would ever want. Religious liberty is a core American and Arizona value, so it is non-discrimination. And that's what she said. At the state capitol, people were protesting and cheering. It was split. Without a doubt, she's right about there were things that would happen that you cannot imagine, including massive litigation that would have cost a ton of money. And they've already been down that road in Arizona. Economically, it would have been disastrous. There were companies flat out saying, like Apple, forget you, we're done. You pass this, we're out of here. And Apple wasn't the only one. There was like 15 others that said they were going to do the very same thing. Now we move on from that. And I don't think there's going to be much of a pickup to try to have that go through again. I don't think so. I don't think that'll cycle back around again. I mean, she's got to fend off people who are criticizing her. But in the end, the amount of money it would have cost Arizona really would have been crippling. The businesses like American Airlines, AT&T, Intel, Apple, the Arizona Super Bowl host committee, all those people saying that that's it, you know, pretty much that's it if this happens. So it didn't. I think there's a crazy thing that's happening that we're going to talk about next that would be very scary if it happened in my lifetime, and I don't think it will. It may happen in your lifetime. How do you feel about three-parent babies? Oh, if you haven't heard, I'll explain next. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
I heat up, I can't cool down. Got me spinning round and round, round and round, and round it goes. Where it stops, nobody knows. Every time you call my name, I heat up like a burning flame. Burning flame, full of desire. Kiss me, baby, let the fire get higher.
Thanks for hanging, folks. Coming up, we're going to check the mailbag. Lots of thoughts on Jan Brewer and ultimately the veto of the red-hot rail of a bill on religious freedom / business and taking it to a whole different level, business pressure in Arizona to not sign that, so she did ultimately veto it, and some of you reacted to that. So we'll check the mailbag coming up next. Before we go there, I think this story, you want to talk about a live wire. This story is a live wire. It's not happening today. It's not happening probably 10 years from now, but the FDA is floating it. They're considering three-parent babies. Now, this is how it works, as it was explained to me. You could have a three-person embryo. So in other words, you'd have two women and then a male sperm. And what would happen is you would take the risk factor of having a healthier baby by combining what was strong, the attributes of the wife, let's say, the hair color and height and all that stuff, the thing that wouldn't be affected, and then you would circumvent other disease, mitochondrial disease, by taking the other, by taking the rest, using the DNA of the other person to be part of that in vitro fertilization technique, and you would avoid illnesses like respiratory problems, muscular dystrophy, all that kind of thing, because it would allow a woman to have a baby without passing on diseases that, you know, that drive the cells. They call them the powerhouses, I guess, is an easy way to explain it. It wouldn't be passed down for generations. It would be gone because these are the embryos that become, as you know, babies become the people. So you're giving them sort of a new battery. I heard that today on some interview, a new battery. And is it ethical, though? Is it the humane thing to do? Is this where we're headed, designer babies in the future? So it's like you think, you start to do that, and then that almost goes into that movie, sci-fi movie thing of, how about a stronger, faster, smarter, incredible kid? What else can we put in there? But the director of the New York Stem Cell Foundation was very quick to defuse this, knowing that there'd be a lot of people that would freak out about this, and saying that there is no changes to existing genes that you already have. So there's no genetic engineering. It's not a slippery slope. It's just a way to allow families to have healthy kids if they have it in their background. And you don't change the DNA of the mother. You just allow it to grow where in an environment where it isn't sick. So it would be in vitro is how this would all be done. They had an advisory panel. This is how they start things out, the FDA. And the panel discussed what controls would have to be used in trials, how developing an embryo might be monitored during the tests, and who would actually oversee the trials. They didn't make any decisions. Mitochondrial disorders are inherited from the mother. So genetic material from the nucleus of a mother's egg, it feels like science class, doesn't it? I saw drawings today. From a mother's egg or an embryo gets transferred to a donor egg or embryo that's had its nuclear DNA removed. So that's basically what you're doing. That's how you're having this designer baby, three-parent baby. And to a parent who's worried about that, that would have to spell some sort of relief, but can we really be sure that you're not creating more problems? You know, so you'd have to have such tight controls. And they say, like, it, for example, in England, one in 6,500 babies is born with the mitochondrial disorder, which can lead to health issues with heart, liver disease, all that kind of stuff. So they're the first country to allow the technology to allow it to happen. They're doing it. They're starting that. And they say that, you know, in vitro, of course, has been available for a long time. And now this is just another thing that they can use the in vitro fertilization with. This is another thing that they can do. But designer babies, and I don't know, is there a clear line in this if you go down the road? It sounds so simple that so you don't have to have kids born that way, but then on the other hand, I don't know. On the other hand, I guess we're trying to push boundaries and push against nature, and do we prevail when we do that or not? Is it the right thing to do or no? In testing this, you'd want to have incredible information. And it's speculative at this point. Some of it's speculative anyway. That's why I think it's decades away from even happening, if it's going to happen, because by the time they get through those trials and get the approval in the United States, especially, I think it'll take more time. England will be will be doing that already. They'll be way ahead of that than we will be. But I don't know. They're saying they're trying to convince you it's not a slippery slope, but there's got to be risks to this too. I mean, the technique can't be that easy. Not, oh, okay, we take a little of this, a little of that, perfect. We just remove all the disease and then make sure everything's, the baby's healthy, and there you go, in vitro, it's perfect, so you don't have that disease, and forget about the liver and all that stuff. And the whole idea of the three-parent babies, so then there you go, where's that all coming from? So that's another sold service, I guess, like the donor egg thing, and then you get into somebody donating that, donating DNA to from the egg, and so you still have an egg donor situation. You know, I don't know. Call me old fashioned. Maybe it just seems it seems like there's more to this, and it's not quite that simple. You know, it just seems that way. There's something about that. I have like this Dr. Frankenstein. And I know people are cringing. Some people are cringing when I say this, in the laboratory. And we've already seen some of the debacles that have happened. And there's been miracles too. But I think it's just so in the tiny, tiny stages, they need to do a lot more. Let's go to Izzy in Missouri. Hey, Izzy.
Hi. Babies. Messing with science again.
I know. Science and babies. It's a slippery slope, even though they say it's not.
Well, you take what you get.
Yep.
And you'd be darn happy. And what if there's a lot of backlash, as if this screws up some other part of their chemistry? Mm-hmm.
True, because you don't know what it would do in the long run in growing up, yeah.
How about we find a cure for cancer, multiple sclerosis, AIDS first?
Yeah.
Oh, God in heaven.
I'm with you. I'm on that boat.
Okay. Real quick, I meant to tell Nathan to do this, but on your keypad, look at the numbers in the correlating letters to 382-5968.
Okay, got it. 382-5968, okay.
Yeah, and you can here in a minute. Arizona. If the NFL doesn't want to go there, don't go there, you wimps. Honest to God, they have become such wimpy people. These great big bruiser guys, and I'm like, oh, please, you're a bunch of babies.
So you say she buckled to the pressure of the economics of it all, Izzy, huh? We're up against it, Iz, so we got to fly. Thanks for the call. I love Izzy, man. She's hardcore, and she sticks by her opinions, that's for sure. She was the governor of Arizona. She wouldn't give in. She wouldn't. Hang with us. Mailbag next.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Time once again for the mailbag. So many of you flood us with incredible emails. I say that because I think this is such a thoughtful audience that you either download from the GCN network, you know, from the Master House, some of the things that we've done, and you're listening to it on the way to work, or you just start thinking about what it is that you heard. I'm not sure, but either way, the emails are incredible. So on that note, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
First one up is Wes, and Wes says, hey, Kate, I got to say, I love the fare that you're offering. Get it? Jan Brewer vetoing the bill. Woohoo! It was a smart move. Anti-business. This would not have been good. Forget the politics of it all. But it would not have been a good thing for Arizona. They're already getting pummeled. She knows that. She probably even had pressure more on that side. So by doing this, then a lot of those unintended and very negative things that could happen to the businesses in Arizona won't, like losing the Super Bowl, which means millions and millions of dollars for as much as the money that's spent to bring an event like the Super Bowl to Arizona. Bravo, Brewer, because if she hadn't vetoed it, it probably would have gone somewhere else. Here's one from Jake the Snake, our friend in Austin. Kate, did you see that Texas, the gay marriage ban was ruled unconstitutional? It's interesting, right on the heels of what happened with Arizona and their own controversial ban, although they're two different things. If you were paying attention to what happened in Texas, it was ruled unconstitutional by one of our federal judges, who said there would be a stay on the decision so that the ban stays in effect. How about that? The U.S. District Court that ruled on it said that the law, to my knowledge, and I know you're probably talking about this already, excludes the two couples who brought the suit from the constitutional guarantees, if that makes any sense, of equal protection and due process. I just happened to scribble this all down today so I could write you an email. Please explain. Yeah, the what I understand it to be, because as soon as it happened, somebody sent me a link. What happened was the lawsuit was brought, or the suit was brought, on these couples, right, that they wanted recognition for same-sex marriage, especially in the South, where every state has a constitutional amendment or even some kind of law that establishes legal marriage as being between a man and a woman, one man, one woman. So, anyway, there have been apparently something like almost 20 decisions since last summer, and pretty much all the rulings came down in favor of the people challenging the same-sex restrictions as not being constitutional. It's been pretty clear on this. And, you know, you look at what happened, I don't know how long ago, this is almost 10 years ago, where the voters in Texas approved a constitutional amendment that banned the same-sex marriage, right? So this is one state where they're definitely digging in their heels. And with the Supreme Court ruling over and over and over several times that states have the authority to define and regulate marriage, you know, that's part of the deal. So the Texas governor, Rick Perry, had no problems in coming out, because he, how many times was he asked this? He had no problems coming out in the other direction for this. And he's a supporter of the same-sex marriage ban. He said the courts shouldn't interfere with the right of the states. And so that's it, even though their support for gay marriage has definitely ticked up in the U.S. for sure. This is one area where this hasn't happened. So the suit was a couple of Austin people who were married in Massachusetts. And then there was another couple, the couple from Massachusetts, I believe, were women. And the other couple were men, or are men, who were, they were denied a marriage license when they applied last year. So, you know, how about that? Now I hope it makes sense, but that's what's happened. I mean, it's a huge day. The Texas gay marriage ban ruled unconstitutional in a nutshell. I mean, how about that? That really stays things for me anyway, because now it's all unfolded after challenge after challenge after challenge. All right, I've gone deep on this. Let's hurry up and try to rifle in a few more. This one from Tom Tom, who says, man, I can't wait till we have nice weather here in Illinois. Every time you come on the air, Kate, I shudder. Why? I love listening to you, but I'm afraid to hear what Mother Nature is going to hurl at us next. I love the way you pick on her. You keep going after her because it's unfair what is happening to my hometown. I'm tired of shoveling. I'm tired of cold weather. Bring on the sunshine. Yeah, well, I've said it, and he's probably referring to that, how much snow, the record snowfall and the ice and the sleet and everything else in between, and what it's meant to people and what it's meant to cities, frankly, for the snow removal and busting their budgets and no salt and everything that's happened in the wake of just a really rough winter. We're almost into March, and I think for some people, it just cannot come soon enough. All right, Ted goes in a different direction, and Ted says, Kate Delaney, this is the first time I've emailed America Tonight. I know you like all things space. I'm a big goofball like you, and I agree. You might not have caught the story because there's so many other things going on, but did you see that there are 715 new planets? And I think this is the most that we've seen, or at least revealed to us at once, in a very, very long time. Yeah, I did see that story, and I saw that four of the planets are what they call habitable. That means that they could potentially support life. So think about that. 715 new planets, only four could really have any kind of life on it. And it is fascinating. It is. The planets orbit 300 and some different stars. And, you know, these space telescopes, the one that we have out there, the Kepler Space Telescope, is amazing. And it has some kind of technique involved with it, where scientists can make these discoveries more frequently, and they have more detail to it, more layers to it that you didn't have before. So, yes, I am a space geek like you. And I think it is very, very cool to know that there are 715 other planets out there. I mean, you know, how about that? That's pretty cool. And to be able to see it would be something. But, of course, this is, you know, telescope and that's already out there. But there are places that you can go. Chile is supposed to have the best observatory. And, I mean, you have to be like a scientist. You have to be an astronomer, one of those people, I think, to get close to it. But it would be pretty epic to be able to go there and actually see it. All right, let's move on to this one. This one from Chris, who says, Kate, I can't believe that football season is over. I basically have been in a shell, especially after that lousy Super Bowl. Did you expect that to happen? What happened to the great Peyton Manning? I thought that he was going to win and ride off into the sunset and then to the Hall of Fame, too, as well. Let's hope we don't have another repeat performance of that. Will you be doing any March Madness contests? I want to do Nail the Score. I tried to get in a couple of times, wasn't able to, but I want to nail the score for March Madness. Yeah, good promo for us. We will do some March Madness once we get to it, but we're not even into March yet. We'll definitely do that and see if we can't get a winner that way. One person actually won in the past through March Madness. So that has happened before. Maybe somebody gets lucky again this time around. That would be very, very cool. Here's another one from Melissa who says, Kate, I know you're a big movie fan. I'm wondering what movie you think will win Picture of the Year. A drum roll, please. Brrr. The movie I want to win is American Hustle. Some people either give me grief for liking it or they say they like it too. I haven't seen all of the movies, a bunch of them. I think the one that probably wins, though, is probably 12 Years as a Slave. It's unbelievably over the top. And some people I know, I had an aunt that went to it and said she had to leave the theater. It was just too much torture and she couldn't watch it anymore. But I think that is a good chance to win Best Picture because of the emotions and true story, adapted, and that kind of thing. So I'm going to say that one. Although American Hustle is the movie that I just really, really like. A lot of people like Gravity, too. You know, we just took an email about space and those planets, and I thought Gravity was going to be so corny, I didn't even really want to go see it. But then I went, and I was pleasantly surprised, I have to say. I liked it, and I think you can rent it for a couple of bucks now. I would rent it if you're in the right mood for it. You have to be in the right mood for it. If you are, then I think you'll enjoy it. All right, I think we can squeeze in one more. Harold says, Kate, you do so many stories from Washington. I have to say, I think it's interesting when you have the people on who cover D.C. I like a lot of their insights. But do you think, and this is my twisted way of saying this, do you think House of Cards, which was originally a British series, do you think it resembles in any way what we hear or see from the people in both chambers and even 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue? Well, you know, the House of Cards, the Washington people are all over it. They're always watching. They're watching this new season, which is on Netflix. They're watching it. I think it does, from what I understand from people I know, it does resemble some of what happens in D.C., but it's way over the top in some of the scenarios. It is pretty funny, though, angling to become the president and the speaker. And it's Kevin Spacey's good in it. And so, yeah, I'll say some of it, sure, is pulled from things and stories and rumors that are overheard in Washington. Let's put it that way. All right, if you want to send me an email, you want to vent, you want to talk about something, the best way to do it is go to americatonight.net, click on contact, and bada bing, folks, you are in just like that. I love going to the mailbag. Thanks to everybody who sent stuff in, and we'll catch you on the flip side. If you haven't, don't forget to email us, and maybe yours will be heard on the air.
Moon is rock on the mountain.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
I love you, baby.
Blah, blah, blah. Listen, there's a conversation that needs to begin. This is the beginning of the conversation. The idea of tax reform is to get our economy going again, provide better, more economic growth, more jobs, and higher wages. The way you do that is you bring down rates. And to bring down rates, you clean out a lot of the garbage that's in there and the special interest issues that are in there.
All right. John Boehner, the Speaker of the House for now anyway, reacting to what to do with tax reform. You know, that is a buzzkill, isn't it? It's just he's right about the blah, blah, blah. It's the same thing over and over and over again that we just keep hearing about. It's like balanced budget. You hear the word and just say, yeah, sure, whatever, because we don't get it. But the Republicans' tax reform plan was unveiled. Lower tax rates, they say, for all, and a new tax on banks and private equity managers. That's a couple of things that were in their simplified code. Just paring back some of the breaks for businesses. Although that's, when you say that, that makes some people cringe. So lower rates. There are 7 individual income tax rates ranging from 10% to 39.6%. They say, the proposal anyway, says by Republican Dave Camp from Michigan, is reduce them to 3, 10%, 25%, and 35%. The highest bracket would eventually apply to the income that today is subjected to the 39, almost 40%. Let's say that's over 400,000 for single people and 450,000 for married couples filing jointly. But tax breaks like workers get for employer contributions to their health coverage would only be allowed against income up to the 25% bracket. So the total value would be reduced. Then there would be a couple of other things that are mixed into here, like the deduction, the standard deduction would be $11,000 for individuals and $22,000 for couples. So the net end result of this, there would be fewer taxpayers who itemize their deductions, so that simplifies the whole tax filing deal, if it was $22,000 or $11,000. And then there are some other things that would be put in the mix, too. $100 in capital gains, a person in the 25% bracket would pay 25% or on $60 or 15%, blah, blah, blah. So it is kind of like what John Boehner said, blah, blah, blah. Ultimately, it's just conversation again. It's more conversation. And John Boehner is saying, listen, it's the beginning of a conversation that we need to have about tax reform. So this is the first one that's thrown out there, and when they get around to doing it, but it might not happen until 2017 is what the reality is. So think about it. We're in 2014, and they won't get around to this till 2017. And I've been hearing about tax reform for the last 7 years, and it may have been discussed even before that. So that's pretty brutal. That is like slow playing it, isn't it? That is really slow playing it. Nobody wants to hear about taxes. Remember, read my lips. No more taxes. No, we don't want anything to do with really having to dig in on taxes. So let's just, for the sake of argument, put a plan together. But we know that it's not really going to be discussed. There's just going to be this ring around the rosy that is one of those things, like immigration reform, that gets discussed over and over again, but never really gets discussed. Never really does, right? I mean, there has to be an easier way, right? It has to be an easier way. The middle class are like killing the middle class. I don't get it. I don't. It doesn't make any sense to me. But that's where we're at right now, money-wise. In this tax reform, it's not happening probably until 2017. I can see why they're saying that. Handicappers, pundits, that you might see a few conversations here and there, or John Boehner talking about it, but ultimately, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. All right, let's talk about something that is happening. The airlines is cutting bereavement fares. I don't know how many people have found themselves in this situation. American Airlines ended the policy of extending their special fares to passengers who have to book a last-minute flight because of a relative's death. The move to do that makes it in line with U.S. Air, which they don't have a bereavement policy. So, you know, walk-up prices usually are outrageous. So there's a bind when a relative from far away dies or becomes seriously ill, and then you got to get on a plane. United Airlines does have a discount. It's low, but it's 5%. But now American, who did have it, now they're saying that they can't do that. And it was pretty, theirs was pretty good. They would waive the changing fee for the itinerary. You know, they'd waive it, whatever, changing our itinerary. So they'd waive that. So now they're saying, too bad, so sad. I don't know. I think it was a good thing for the airlines to do. I know it's a business, but I thought of all the ways we're getting nickeled and dimed to death, when somebody's in that state of shock, something has happened, and I mean, and we're talking immediate family, and you have to and you have to go somewhere at the last second, and you're going to pay like $1,000 for a ticket that would maybe normally cost you $300. I don't know. I mean, to me, this is just another lousy thing from the airlines. You want headsets? We're going to sell them to you for $5. You want a special seat where the arm isn't broken? Well, go on the website. That'll be $25 one way and then $25 the next. You want to get on the plane first? Give us another $25. And even if you're in coach, we'll let you line up and get on there first so you can stuff all your things in the bins above the seats, so in the overhead bins, so that your stuff is in there, and then other people when they board are going to have trouble because there might not be enough room for them. So you want to make sure you secure that. And then we, of course, charge for bags, and it is just being nickeled and dimed to death. And now death is a part of this because what they used to do before they're not doing, which I think is a mistake. I think it's good that they offered that to people because, I don't know, how much money are they really losing with that? I guess that's what I would need to know, and I don't know the answer to it. Is it an outrageous amount of money or no? Is it a relatively minimal amount of money? And the answer is I'm leaning toward, I think it's minimal amount. I'm going to try to find out that figure, but I don't think that they should take that away. But, of course, what's customer service or loyalty or any of that kind of thing? And now especially this shows you the merger of U.S. Air and American makes that possible because they can say, well, this is the other policy, so we decided to go in this direction, and then that's it. And really, you're subjected to the monopoly of the two being bound together or going on another airline, which you might not be able to take in the first place. Yeah. Too bad, huh? All right, let me mix in one more thing because I did the mailbag, but I also got questions on the Ukraine and what was happening with the money that we were going to give the Ukraine. How much was it? The plan is now to give that country $1 billion in loan guarantees and maybe some other financial assistance. But this is an urgent move, they say, is necessary. So $1 billion, because they're not fluid right now. And the U.S. is just part of a massive international assistance package that's going to include European countries as well as some pretty big loans, I think, from the International Monetary Fund, too. We're heading for the exits. Thanks, Nathan Reeder. Great job as always, and thanks to all of you for listening to America Tonight.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.